Good evening. At this time, we call the January 17th meeting of the North Augusta Planning Commission to order. We start with a roll call, starting on my left.
Timothy Key.
Joanne Mackey.
Larry Watts.
Chip Burnett.
Brenton Williams.
Next item is approval of the minutes from the December 20th, 2018 regular meeting. Any modifications or corrections to those minutes? Hearing none, we'll accept those minutes from the December meeting 2018 approved as transmitted. Ms. Hodges, any changes to the agenda?
I have no changes.
And we have one application, which is application PP 18-005, Wando Woodlands, Section 7. Request by Wando Partners LP for approval of Section 7 of the Wando Woodlands Plan Development. The project proposes 55 new lots for single-family detached dwellings. Ms. Hodges, you want to give us an overview?
Just a very short summary. This is Wando Woodlands Section 7. You've already seen 1 through 6 or some portion thereof. This would be 55 lots of planned development. They're not providing any open space with this, but they have provided 48 acres or have currently been dedicated and about 66 more to go. You are seeing this case because it is a subdivision over 5 lots. If you have any particular questions about the project, I believe we have a representative here to speak about it. And that's all I have on it.
Okay, at this time we would invite the applicant or the applicant's representative to comment on the application. I had a couple of questions, Mr. Green. One question I have, I note say that the intent is to mass grade. Are there any slopes that you intend to grade that are 30% or steeper?
Yes.
And then, according to the plan development, this our notes mentioned sidewalks on both sides of the street. There will be street trees as well.
These sections are done with the subdivision trees on the lot.
Okay. Well, that was a change to the plan development. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And is there a way to perpetuate those subdivision trees through the homeowners association or something like
yes, that?
And I don't know if I can find it, but you can tell me, I'm sure. The average lot size, average? 10,000 or something like that. It's on one of your drawings. I can find it. The reason I asked is when we did the PD, the average lot size was envisioned to be about 12,000 square feet, so has the market sort of dictated to go to a smaller sizing or the topography or what is driving the smaller lot size?
The market in PD is 10,000, about 10,400 in this
section. Yes, 10,403, I found it.
So how wide and how deep are the lots? I'm trying to read it, it's tiny, I can't see it.
Lots 70.
So what size house are they putting on that?
Square footage wise, I don't know.
Well, a 65-foot lot, put a driveway on there for, and I know it's going straight in, but not much lot.
Yeah, they were envisioned originally all of them in all sections 80 by 150. And you're saying they're typically 65 by 140 now, something like that?
Yes. We came back in and did the minor budget for section 560.
Ms. Hodges mentioned that you still have a little way to go on dedicating open space. Are you still planning two more phases or sections, 8 and 9?
There are two more. Those sections are actually out on Bergen Road. There are additional areas, 6 and 7.
And back to Bergen Road, I think it was in section 1 that you ended up dedicating some right-of-way for the Greenway. Is that right, section 1? It's along Bergen Road. Any other questions for?
You asked mine. You asked my question. Sorry. Dedicated land, so.
Yeah, I apologize. Mr. Howard would be here, but he is teaching class tonight, so he explains his absence.
Okay. Any other questions?
One question about the Greenway connector that was in section 1.
Well, I think that the applicant had a responsibility to do some grading and whatnot, but the city has the responsibility
to create. Okay, so the city is responsible for paving.
They provide the space and the city.
That's my understanding.
Pay.
You had to do some grading or something like that to put a certain width of the right of way.
Bergen Road, they've just widened that a little bit on both sides. So is there anything left? Have you been out there? Is there anything left for the Greenway? Did they take it?
They have not. There's been some talk about some transportation planning down that way, but I don't think anything's been decided.
Yeah, I was just thinking with the Greenway extension under Bergen Road now and the fact that that was set up some years ago, that it would be nice if it could come to fruition. I don't know exactly where it stands. any other questions for Mr. Green from commissioners? Thank you, Mr.
Thank
Green.
You.
Discussion of the application among commissioners. Entertain a motion.
Conditions on this one? Well, I'll make a motion. We send it on to the city council.
No, it's actually the planning commission's approval. So we have a motion by Commissioner Watts for approval of the major subdivision preliminary plat for section 7 of Wando Woodlands. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second from Commissioner Williams. So we have a motion from Commissioner Watts for approval of the major subdivision preliminary plat for Wando Woodlands, section 7. Second from Commissioner Williams. Discussion? Those in favor of the motion, please signify by raising your hand. It's unanimous. Motion passes. Next item on our agenda is staff reports.
We've only included the December 2018 staff report. It gives you some pretty good outlines for kind of where we stand from this year to last year. Totals throughout the year. I gave you a handout in your packets that's not actually part of the agenda. It was just a handout that was given to us by the Arts MPO in Augusta. just some interesting information for some transportation planning items. And that is all I have.
Okay. Any objection to adjourning?
None.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you.